News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. As the Indian Navy continues to scour the Arabian Sea for 61 missing people from the sunken P-305 barge of Bombay High in the aftermath of Cyclone Tauktae storming through the Mumbai coast, the Oil Ministry on Wednesday constituted a high-level committee to inquire into the sequence of events. Apart from P-305, two other vessels of ONGC had sent out distress calls after being caught in bad weather. All three barges belonging to AFCONS, a contractor working on ONGC fields off the west coast with more than 600 people on board, were left stranded in offshore areas during the cyclonic storm. The stranding, drifting, and subsequent events have led to the loss of several lives, a ministry statement said, even as sources said that 26 bodies have been pulled out of the sea so far. A committee comprising Amitabh Kumar, Director General of Shipping, SCL Das, Director General of Hydrocarbons, and Nazli Jafri Shain, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Defence, has been constituted to inquire into the incidents. The panel may co-opt any other member and take the assistance of any person it deems necessary. The committee shall submit its report within 1 month, it said. It has been asked to inquire into the sequence of events leading to the stranding and drifting of these vessels and subsequent events, whether the warnings issued by Meteorological Department and other statutory authorities were adequately considered and acted upon will also be looked into by the panel, the statement said. The panel will also inquire if the standard operating procedures for securing the vessels and dealing with disaster management were adequately followed, it said, adding lapses and gaps in the systems leading to the stranding and drifting of the vessels will also be looked at. Maharashtra Minister and NCP leader Nawab Malik also raised the same question. Despite timely warnings and when coastal authorities evacuated people on land to safer locations, why didn't ONGC act appropriately, he asked in a series of tweets. On Tuesday, the Directorate General of Shipping also termed the entire incident unusual and said it will conduct a thorough probe into the conditions and reasons behind the two barges going adrift. These are residential barges, so a high number of people can live on them. But it is unusual that despite a cyclonic warning through several sources, such a large number of people continue to stay on board, an official had told CNN News 18. Delhi on Wednesday recorded a maximum temperature of 23.8 degrees Celsius, 16 notches below normal, and the lowest in the month of May since 1951, as rain drenched the national capital under the impact of cyclonic storm Tauktae and a western disturbance, the India Meteorological Department said. Delhi's maximum temperature during the day was less than that of Srinagar at 25.8 degrees Celsius and Dharamshala at 27.2 degrees Celsius up in the north. The rainfall in Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, northern Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand is a result of interaction between the remnant of cyclonic storm Tauktae and a western disturbance, the IMD said. The Safdarjung Observatory, which provides representative figures for the city, recorded 31.3 mm rainfall between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., the IMD said. It said moderate rainfall is likely in the national capital on Thursday too. Even if no rainfall is recorded till 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, it will still be the highest 24-hour rainfall in May since 2014, according to Met Department data. The capital had recorded 41.8 mm rainfall on May 22 in 2014. Najafgarh and SPS Mayur Vihar recorded 31.5 mm and 20 mm precipitation respectively. Several other areas recorded light rainfall. The incessant rains brought the maximum temperature down to 23.8 degrees Celsius at Safdarjung. The minimum temperature settled at 21.4 degrees Celsius, 5 notches below normal. Today, Safdarjung recorded a maximum temperature of 23.8 degrees Celsius, This is the lowest maximum temperature since 1951, Kuldeep Srivastava, the head of the IMD's Regional Forecasting Center, said. In between, a low of 24.8 degrees Celsius was recorded on May 13, 1982, he said. The maximum temperature dipped to 22.6 degrees Celsius at Jafarpur and Mungeshpur. The IMD said rainfall activity is very likely to decrease on Thursday, and scattered to fairly widespread rainfall is forecast in the capital. And in the wake of a steep hike in fertilizer prices, the center on Wednesday raised the subsidy on diammonium phosphate or DAP fertilizer by 140%. Farmers will get a subsidy of Rs 1200 per bag of DAP instead of Rs 500 and would be able to buy a bag of DAP at the old price of Rs 1200. The government will spend an additional Rs 14,775 crore towards this subsidy. DAP is the most widely consumed fertilizer in India after urea. The decision was taken at a high-level meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on fertilizer prices, wherein a detailed presentation was made on the issue. Last year, the actual price of DAP was Rs 1,700 per bag. The central government was giving a subsidy of Rs 500 for every bag, and hence companies were selling the same to farmers for Rs 1,200. Recently, the international prices of phosphoric acid, ammonia, etc. used in DAP have gone up by 60% to 70%. Hence, the actual price of a DAP bag is now Rs 2,400. But the government decision to hike the subsidy will help farmers to continue buying each DAP bag at Rs 1,200. Modi said his government is committed to the welfare of farmers and will take all efforts to ensure they do not have to face the brunt of price rise. The government spends about Rs 80,000 crore on subsidies for chemical fertilizers every year. With the increase in subsidy in DAP, the centre will spend an additional Rs 14,775 crore as subsidy in the Kharif season. Earlier in the day, the Congress attacked the government over the hike in fertilizer prices and said this will put an additional burden of Rs 20,000 crore on farmers. Party leader Rahul Gandhi said the government has increased the prices of fertilizers, petrol and diesel and lowered agri-subsidies and income of farmers. The 53-page charge sheet submitted by the Central Bureau of Investigation in the Narada case reveals that the agency got sanctions for prosecution against five accused from the West Bengal governor and the Union Home Ministry within a day of each other on May 7 and May 8, soon after the state election results saw Mamata Banerjee getting a third term. The CBI has, however, given no clean chit yet to BJP leaders Mukul Roy and Shubhendu Adhikari in the case and has clearly said it is continuing its probe against them. News 18 has accessed a copy of the charge sheet submitted by the Premier Investigating Agency in a Kolkata court 2 days ago, which reveals intriguing missing pieces in the case, like the voice sample reports of the accused being still pending with FSL Gandhinagar for almost 2 years. It reveals that the CBI sought sanction for prosecution this January from the West Bengal governor against TMC ministers Firhad Hakim, Subrata Mukherjee and former ministers Madan Mitra and Shobhan Chatterjee, and the same was granted on May 7 by the governor. The CBI had also sought sanction from the Union Home Ministry on October 9, 2019 to prosecute IPS officer Syed Mohammad Hussain Mirza in the case. The charge sheet reveals the sanction for Mirza was finally granted by the Union Home Ministry on May 8 this year, after 19 months. The MHA sanction order dated May 8 says it referred the case of Mirza to the Central Vigilance Commission on December 18, 2019 for their advice, and the CVC advised the MHA for grant of prosecution sanction on May 8, 2021. The Home Ministry granted the sanction on the same day. Mirza had been earlier arrested in the case by CBI and is now out on bail. The CBI charge sheet was filed against all the five accused. The West Bengal election results came on May 2, in which Banerjee came up with a resounding victory. The Trinamool Congress has termed the prosecution sanctions and the resultant CBI action to arrest and charge sheet its leaders as a fallout of the BJP leadership's inability to stomach the election loss and has alleged the misuse of CBI for political vendetta. The charge sheet, however, does not give a clean chit to BJP leaders Mukul Roy and Shubhendu Adhikari or TMC MPs Kakuli Ghosh Dastidar, Prasoon Banerjee and Shogut Roy and former TMC MLA Iqbal Ahmed. As reported earlier by News 18, the sanction to prosecute the latter four has been pending with the Lok Sabha Speaker for over 2 years now, while the CBI has not yet applied for sanction to prosecute former Rajya Sabha MP Mukul Roy or TMC Lok Sabha Apurupa Poddar in the case. The CBI in its charge sheet has said that under provisions of CRPC, it will continue its investigation against all these leaders. Even by Bitcoin standards, Wednesday was pretty wild. The price of the famously volatile digital currency fell nearly 30% at one point after the China Banking Association warned member banks of the risks associated with digital currencies. The decline narrowed to below 10% in the afternoon, but Bitcoin had still lost about $70 billion in market value in 24 hours. Bitcoin has lost about 38% of its value since April 13, when it hit a high of more than $64,800, according to CoinDesk. The China warning was just the latest headwind. Before Wednesday, Tesla's decision to not accept the digital currency as payment for cars after it said it would, and murmurings in Washington about tighter regulation of digital currencies had put pressure on Bitcoin. The price is still up about 31% in 2021 and nearly 300% from a year ago. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.